I think it's really hard and hard for people to understand when you have to back away or make a decision to back away from a sport. But, you know, schools do that fairly often, actually. They just rarely do it in football or men's basketball or women's basketball. When I was president at Washington, I had to agree with the AD to eliminate a swimming program, men's and women's swimming. Now, those are hard decisions, but they were the right ones for us. And I know UAB and their administration has to make the decisions that work for them over the long run. What everybody pays attention to and what we all love as a country is football and basketball, men's and women's basketball in particular, and both of them. But when schools are trying to support those programs, they are starting to feel the pinch in the Olympic sports, in volleyball and soccer and gymnastics and wrestling and a variety of other things. And I do worry a lot that we may well see in the coming years a reduction of our commitments from our campuses into those programs. So it's this interesting irony that everybody thinks schools are playing sports because they make so much money at it, when in reality they virtually all lose money at it, and so they're all trying to figure out how can we afford to keep doing this, and it's becoming increasingly